Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes.
Praise the Lord.
It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a change, a real change in your life. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons.
Hallelujah.
To preach Jesus to those
yeah.
that's behind prison bars. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons. I'm telling you, glory to God. Just before the coronavirus closed the jails and prisons, I lay hands on many prisoners in the name above every name. That is the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, the power of God make the change. Yes, he does. Glory to God. Amen. I know the coronavirus closed the jails and prisons for about two years. Praise God. Now we're in 2022. You're getting ready to come out the coronavirus. Praise God. Thank God for that. Glory to God. So, amen. The green light is coming to go back into the jails and prisons to do what the Lord called us to do. Praise God. Amen. We're preaching the message all this month talking about being faithful steward in Christ. We're going to try to wrap it up on today, so I'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Titus 2:7, Missionary Velvet, what did the Bible say?
It said, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing uncorruptedness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech, they cannot be condemned.
Now, the Lord wants us to be faithful stewards. When we're faithful stewards, we obey and do what Titus said in 2:7, showing yourself a pattern of good works. We don't have no time to act like the devil. No time to be out there in the world. But the Lord wants you to be able to be a good steward. When you're a good steward, you'll be faithful. Faithful is to serve the Lord with all your heart. Not just part of it, but all of it. Praise the Lord. God wants 24-hour Christians, like I said. He wants your whole heart, your whole soul, your might, your strength. You can't serve God with one foot in the world and one foot in the church. It can't be done. I'm letting you know it cannot be done. So these people that call themselves a Christian and still acting like the world, they just ain't saved. I'm telling you the truth. Excuse my language. Praise God. They are not saved. I'll talk proper. They are not saved. Praise the Lord. You need to go back to the altar and get on your knees and pray your prayer through, because you sure can't get to heaven with one foot in the world and one foot in the church. Being churchy on Sunday and live like the devil during the week. That's not saved. I'm telling you, and people need to understand, know that. But Titus said in Titus 2:7, in all things, not some things, but in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. Live holy on the job, those in the free world. Live holy walking down the street. Live holy in the supermarket. Live holy in the department store, in the clothing store, in the shoe store. Let Jesus shine in your life. Put on your holy garment. Don't put on that worldly mess, but put on your holy garment. Let people know I'm a child of God. Amen. I don't be acting like the world. Praise God. I don't be talking like the world. Amen. I don't have no worldly conversations, but I mean, my conversation is holy. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord, man. Glory to God. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. In doctrine, yes, live holy, live right. Sanctify your home. Sanctify your automobile. Don't allow people to be smoking in your automobile. Sanctify your home. Don't allow people to be smoking in your house. Don't allow nobody playing no secular music in your house. But play gospel music. Play Holy Ghost music in your home. Praise God. Amen. Don't allow gambling in your house. Card playing in your house. Praise the Lord. Amen. Be able to lift up Jesus in your home. Praise God. Sanctify your home. Sanctify your wardrobe. Don't put on every worldly, amen, style you put it on, talking about you save. Amen. But sanctify your wardrobe. Amen. Glory to God. Sanctify your wardrobe. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That's when you're a pattern of good works in doctrine. Glory to God. Amen. We live in an age, folks, shame of holiness. Yeah, it is shame. That's why they try to get away from it. Want to be worldly. Praise God. Called to shame. Jesus said, you'll be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Will you stand before, he stand before his Father. Glory to God. Amen. We need to be bold for God. Amen. I'm not ashamed to let people know I'm a child of God. Amen. I put on my holy garment on. Yes, I do. Glory to God. Amen. Let people know I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. My mama, she put on her holy garment. Yes, she did. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, in 2022, you need to put your holy garment on. If you're holy on the inside, put it on. I'm not talking about putting on a holy garment and got the devil in your heart. I ain't talking about that. Glory to God. I'm talking about putting on a holy garment, got Jesus in your soul, full of the Holy Ghost. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Amen. What did that Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
Sound speech that cannot be condemned.
Sound speech that can, that means tell the truth. Speak truth out your lips. Amen. People can't condemn you. Look at Jesus.
That he amen.
I'll tell you the truth. Look at Jesus. Amen. He speak, they couldn't condemn him. Amen. He put the Sadducees to silence. He put the Pharisees to silence. I'm telling you, they couldn't condemn him. Amen. They tried to catch him in his words, but they couldn't do it. Amen. Because Jesus has sound speech that cannot be condemned. When the Lord put that life in your soul, sanctify you holy, people can't condemn you. They try to, but they can't do it. Because you're holy. You hear me? You live what you're talking about. Glory to God. Honest before the Lord. Praise God. What did the Bible say, Missionary Bell?
That he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you.
That's what I'm saying. You live so that the people be condemned. They won't have no evil thing to say against you. That be truth. But amen, glory to God, cause you're living holy, living right. Be spotless before the world. That's what I'm talking about, good steward in Christ Jesus. Living holy before God. Glory to God. Being honest. Look at Daniel. Daniel was honest. That's the reason why the angel went down in the lion den. Shut the lion's mouth. Wouldn't let the lion hurt Daniel. Because Daniel was honest before God. When you are honest before God, God will fight your battle. He'll defend for you. Yes, he will. He'll lift you up because you are honest before him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. What did the Bible say, Missionary Bell?
In thy service and be obedient to thy own master. It should please them well in all things, not answering again.
Let you know when you are a faithful steward, you will be faithful. When your supervisor is not looking at you, you're still faithful. Praise God. Amen. When they're looking at you, you are faithful. Praise the Lord. That's a faithful steward. Praise the Lord. You ain't talking about when they're there, you try to live straight. Then when they leave, you're doing things behind their back. That's not faithful. That you should not do. That's not faithful. Praise the Lord. When you're faithful, you believe in living holy, whether they're there or whether they're not. Because you know God is looking at you. That's faithful. Praise God. But a person that is lazy and not faithful, when they're there, you try to put on a show. Then when they leave, you go back to your old way. That's because you ain't faithful. You old hypocrite. Glory to God. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. But it's time to be faithful. You hear me? It's time to be faithful. Faithful so you can make it to heaven. Because as the Bible says in St. Matthew 5 and 8. St. Matthew 5 and 8. St. Matthew 5 and 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Amen. The pure in heart.
That's what he said. Glory to God. Amen. You can't be pure if you got, amen, sin in your heart. You can't be pure. Look at Adam. Adam committed one sin. Amen. God throwed him out because he wasn't pure. One sin Adam committed, God throwed him out. You know what I mean? Now, how in the world are these people talking about they saved and talking about they sin a little bit? Well, God is a forgiving God. But God will forgive you for your sin for you to stop sinning. Praise God. A stop sign means stop, not slow down. But a stop sign means stop. Praise the Lord. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. I'm going to tell you the truth. Because folk got to be saved if you want to make it to heaven. You got to be saved. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for all this month we've been preaching about the good Sir Stewart in Christ Jesus. Lord, look upon people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though that's sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Preach Jesus. Amen. Lord, let Jesus be touch the hearts of these prisoners. Glory to God. Amen. Lord, deliver the people from alcohol, from drugs, from the lust of the flesh. Lord, set the people free. Lord, go into these churches. Let revival break out in there. That folks may come back to holiness. Amen. Those that left holiness will come on back to holiness before they die in their sins and be lost. Lord, save the people before it be too late. In Jesus' name we ask it. Do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' name. Everybody lift your hands up and say, amen, amen. And give God the praise.
Amen,
praise
amen.
The Lord.
Praise
while you're praising
Lord.
God, here come our beautiful
praise
companion, Missionary
Bill. Hallelujah. The song said, will you be faithful to the Lord our God, to deny yourself and take up your cross daily to follow him? You believe that prayer and message about home and preaching all this month, the Lord is able to raise you up. No matter what you've done, the Lord is able to raise you up. And you say, Lord, you received that message and that prayer. You said, Lord, I thank you because I've been set free. And you keep on thinking and keep on praising him and keep on praying and staying in the word of God that you may grow in the Lord. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. And the Lord is there waiting with his arms wide open for you to walk right on in. And he will walk beside you and take care of you. And you are not by yourself, and you are not thrown away. No matter what, even though people may think that and tell it, but the God is the one that loves you. Those that are free with your prayers and support of our ministry, continue to pray for us as we pray for you, that God grant you your heart desire and your request. And remember that God loves you with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. Amen. As soon as we get a green light, we can go back into the jails and prisons to do what the Lord called us to do into the jails and prisons. Those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. To this broadcast, Chaplain William Holm, along my one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.